So did everyone get a chance to listen to last week's conference call when we talked to Eric Mies, and he was telling us all about his 40-day fast? I hope you did, or if you haven't had a chance to check that out, please check it out on the website. Or if you want to be up late tonight, it'll be the last night. It'll be on the replay line. So if you call that replay line at 212-461-8911 after our call is over tonight, you can check out last week's call. And then tomorrow it will change. So, again, this is our Wednesday night Platinum Health Products Product Education Conference Call. We get together every Wednesday night to talk about different health issues and product knowledge. And tonight we're going to be talking about eating disorders. We're going to talk about everything from obesity to anorexia and bulimia and some simple nutritional tips and things that can really help overcome those challenges that really run the gamut on both ends of the spectrum. So we thank everyone for being with us tonight. And we've got a couple more minutes before we get our call started. So if anyone else would like to say hey and where they're calling in from, that would be awesome.
Chris from
Greenville. New York City.
I heard Chris from Greenville, and then I heard New York City, but I didn't hear the name in New York.
Carmelita Reed.
Oh, hi, Carmelita. I thought that was you.
Okay.
Thanks for being on.
Okay. Pam from New Jersey.
I heard the New Jersey. Was it Jan?
No, Pam.
Pam. Hi, Pam.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is Cheryl from Saskatoon.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you.
Good, good. Did your FedEx package come okay?
It did. It was wonderful. You shipped it out on Friday, and it was here by Monday.
Oh, excellent. I saw that. The emails came through and said it was delivered. I was so happy.
Oh, that's awesome. And they didn't have a brokerage fee either, which is what we were worried about. And apparently they don't do that, so that might be the way to do it from now on.
Yeah, we can, we'll talk about that later, next time you call in, and I think that might be a good option for the Canadian orders.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, and I hope a lot of you have started to get your cherry packages. The cherry is back in, so if anyone has had cherry on back order, it is all shipped out. All the back orders have now left the building, so everyone should be getting their cherry back in stock. If they haven't already gotten it, they'll be getting it very shortly. So, again, welcome everyone to our Wednesday night Platinum Health Product Education Conference Call. We're going to be talking about eating disorders tonight, and we have just one or two more minutes, so if anyone else would like to say hey and where they're calling from, this would be the best time to do it.
Hi, Hannah from Michigan.
Hi, Hannah. How are you?
Oh, fine. I start Monday my fast, and can I ask David a question?
You know, would it be okay if you asked at the end?
I want to ask, about Eric. Maybe you can answer it too. I didn't have a chance last time.
Oh. Okay.
And what it is, I did a water fast 2 years ago after my accident. My body demanded it. I knew what I was doing. I had a question to David whether this fast with the green juices and all that will do also the detoxifying and all that.
Well,
yes,
Dave,
we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that in just one moment. And so just hang on, and we'll be right to that subject.
Awesome. Well, it looks like it's about that time, so I'm going to go ahead and put the call into moderator mode. And before I do, if everyone would be so kind to hit *6 on their telephones, and what that'll do is that will mute out all your background noise. So if you'd like to ask a question at the end, just please hit *6 again, and that will unmute your line, and then you can speak freely. So thank you, everyone, for doing that. Okay, well, I'd like to officially welcome everyone to the Platinum Health Products Wednesday Night Product Education Conference Call. We get together every Wednesday night to talk about nutritional topics, to talk about health and healing, and health challenges. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. My name is Amy Sandoval. I'm one of the owners and founders of Platinum Health Products, and we're really lucky to have with us on the line each and every Wednesday David Sandoval, the other owner and founder of Platinum Health Products. Dave, are you with us?
I am here.
awesome. Well, what we're going to be talking about tonight is actually really exciting. You did something really cool on Tuesday morning, got up really early and drove into L.A., and why don't you tell us about what you did Tuesday morning, and that will kind of branch into what we're going to be talking about tonight.
Well, actually, Tuesday morning I went down to the local television studio at KTLA in Los Angeles and did a segment on the morning show. And we got a lot of really excellent response from it. A lot of education was done, I think, and I guess we're proud of the fact that the information that we're starting to disseminate is being thought of as newsworthy.
Absolutely.
That's an important point.
That's very exciting. This is KTLA, the Channel 5 Morning News in Los Angeles, and Dave had about a 7 or 8 minute segment. It was awesome. If you got your email reminding you about the call tonight, there's a link on there. Double-click on that link, and you can watch the interview, and it's just Dave did a phenomenal job, and it was just really great. So thank you for that, and I hope everybody checks it out on the Internet. And again, pass that along to friends and family if they're a little bit skeptical. Oh, what is this? You know, nutritional stuff, it is newsworthy. So, and it really is hitting the mainstream, and the time is now. So I want to talk a little bit, I want to review, just a quick review of what we talked about last week, Dave, and I know you have a special guest that is on the line with us tonight. So why don't you take over, and why don't we do a little recap of what we talked about last week with Eric, and then we'll pick up with this tonight's subject.
Well, there is a friend of mine who I met, a gentleman who we met actually, I think it was in, refresh my memory, was it in Florida or Texas?
I think it was the Anaheim show.
The Anaheim show.
Oh, was it the Anaheim show? Okay, my apologies. I've been traveling far too much. Oh, I do remember now. Just there were too many upstairs lecture rooms, and I confused the one in Anaheim with another that I had been in, and it truly has been a lot of lecture rooms lately, and that's good news. But I did meet Art in Anaheim, and it seems like we've known each other for much longer, Art. I think that's the reason for my mistake, because Anaheim was just a couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yes,
and it seems like we've known each other for a long time. So the bottom line is that we are here, we want to review something really exciting that's going on, and it was started by a good friend of mine who wanted to bring attention to world hunger. And in doing some research on the subject, my friend Eric found that there is not a place on Earth that people do not go to bed hungry. And yet there is more than enough food on Earth to feed every person on Earth, more than enough to where no one ever should. The bottom line is that he embarked upon a 40-day fast to bring attention to this because he's a celebrity. And he started to a blog, basically, sending out information to 200, 300, 400, 500, now probably over 1,000 people, and following this fast. Well, after the first week and a half, he started to feel very weak himself. And by the second week, he literally stood up out of bed and fell over and almost hit his head on a piece of furniture. He felt foggy-headed, dizzy, and he knew he couldn't make it, so he called me and asked me to help him through the 40th day. And I told him I wanted to devise an anabolic fast for him, a fast that would comprise of nothing but liquids with power foods, fewer than 500, 600 calories a day. And on that 500, 600 calories a day, which for his metabolism is about one-sixth of what he would consume during his regular work, probably 2,500 calories would be more common, so one-fifth approximately, at the very least 25% of what he was accustomed to. And that is what happens to people in places where there is a little food, but not enough. You get a little bit of food, but never enough to fill you up, never enough to really meet all of your needs. So in order to bring attention to that, we started a campaign together to try to extend his fast beyond his initial 40 days into a full year of fasting. And we've asked people like a relay race to pick up the torch, to pick up the baton and take it from Eric and Amy and others like her. Many of Eric's friends and myself and Art have all agreed to take that torch. And Art has actually decided that he wants to go a full 2 weeks through to Easter. And he is now here tonight. I want to introduce him because Art, you're not a small guy. I met you. You are a big, strong bull of a man. You've got the physique like an Adonis. How are you feeling after 3 days without any solid food on 500, 600 calories a day?
Well, actually, I feel quite great as a whole, everybody. I'm actually 230 pounds initially I weighed in, and today I weighed in at about 7 pounds down from that. But I'm loving it. I'm having no shortness of energy. I'm quite athletic. I do anywhere between an hour and a half to 2 hours of training daily, a combination of cardio and anaerobic training. And as a nutritionist and fitness specialist, I really feel good about this. I have never really embarked upon any line of products that I could actually say that they've been as great as this. So I really, really look forward to doing the fast throughout the 14 days and even looking for more days to come. But as a whole right now, I'm feeling real good.
Now, Art, are you going to go out there and inspire some people to take that baton from you at the end of your 14 days? Do you think you'll be able to help inspire a few people yourself? Because I don't want to brag about you too much, but Art, you run in some pretty exclusive circles, don't you?
Yeah, I have a very high profile elite clientele as well as us common folks, but I do look to inspire some people that will make a showing of that this is great, and you know we are looking at fighting world hunger, and that we can survive off of this type of regimen. So yes, I have some things in mind. I've already put out the fillers and getting commitments back to do the same as I'm doing.
Fantastic. Well, what could you tell us about what could you tell us in around your circles? What is the feeling about some of the crises going on in Africa and Southeast Asia, where people are having to eat, roots and grasses and leaves off of trees just to survive? What is the awareness level in the circles that you're running in? Do you think that you will be able to help raise that awareness with some people who really are in the position of power to do something about it?
Yes, I am quite aware of those people in the circles that I'm in, and those individuals that can help are by all means open to it and looking to help in all areas to actually bring about a better consciousness to help with food crisis and to really help in the financial realm to make it all happen as well so that we can, stop this world hunger episode.
Well, you know that everybody meets for a reason, right, Art?
Yes, indeed.
And that we were somehow drawn to each other. We knew that something was going on. When you heard about the fast, you wanted to be part of it. You immediately offered your support. You ordered enough products for a 230-pound man to survive on for a month, which is fantastic. And I just want to encourage you to keep that up, to know that we are creating a blog within the next couple of days. I would say by Monday, we're going to send out an email link to a blog where Amy and I and you and everyone who's participating, we're going to log the total number of days.
Great.
The total number of days we are going to log of people going hungry. And if we have, 10 people doing a 10-day fast, that's 100 nights of hunger in recognition of world hunger. And by the end, I don't know where we could go with this, Art, but before the call, we sort of jokingly said, could we eventually call this the million nights of hunger?
Yeah,
and
indeed.
I sort of challenge everybody out there to help make it happen. Let's take Eric's dream and let's take this issue and let's acknowledge that it's real and let's go out there and bring attention to it. So Art, thank you, and Amy, thank you, and everyone out there who has agreed to join Eric in his quest, thank you too. And I know this isn't the subject of tonight's call, but it definitely is worthy, and we will have more updates next Wednesday at this time, 1 week from today. Many people will be ending their 10-day, portion of and contribution to this cause, and we're going to want all of you to take just 1 second next week. It's going to be your week. Those people ending your 10-day fast who are in the middle of a fast, we're going to invite you to participate as Art did tonight and let us know how you're feeling. And we're going to keep this going, guys, so thank you again. Now, Amy, I'd like to basically have you take back over the call in order to talk about. But I want to ask you one question, Amy, before we get on to that. And
sure.
Thank you again, Art.
Thank you.
We really do appreciate you, Art.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Amy, when you're, I mean, how have you been doing now? When you go home, is there food in the house? Is it sitting around? Is it tempting you?
Well, actually, well, I don't have too much food at my house, but no, I am feeling amazing. I am shocked because as I report to you guys, I tattle on myself, I am pretty much a caffeine addict, and I'm shocked, actually, that I am not having caffeine withdrawals. I haven't had caffeine for 3 days, and I'm not even tired. And I was expecting to not be able to work a full day. And for a full day for Dave and I, it's not just 8 hours. It's more like 10 or 12 or more. But I was expecting I was going to have to go on a light schedule, and I'm going to have to, you know, get lots and lots and lots of sleep. And that's really not happening. I haven't changed anything in these past 3 days, and I feel great, and so I'm so excited. I've also lost about 7 pounds, and although I'm not doing this really to lose a lot of weight, but I have noticed that I've definitely lost inches in my waist already, and I just feel amazing.
Well, that's fantastic, and I have to tell you that, you know, I am looking forward to going through Easter myself. I'm committed to go through Easter. That'll be 14 days. I'm afraid of losing any more weight, to be honest with you. I am going to do my very best to not lose
any more weight than I have to.
So, but nonetheless, I'm committed to it because that's what happens to people who are starving, is they lose weight.
They lose weight, right.
You know, and they get hungry. And so, you know, the first few days, you know, are important, and we definitely have a long road ahead of us. So let's stay committed, and again, remind people that we are going to be contributing, to a worthy cause. This is not about product sales. This is about, you know, the cause.
This is about a cause to raise awareness about world hunger, and we would welcome anyone to email in your suggestions of charities in that genre, whether it's domestic or worldwide, that you support or that you would like us to support with a portion of our profits from the fasting sales. So please email that in at info@phporder.com. And we haven't selected a charity. We wanted to get some input before we did that. And it may not be one. We may spread it around to multiple worthy causes. So please contribute if you feel like that. That would be wonderful. And just a really funny story before we move on. We had someone in the office yesterday. We had a guest. We had a visitor, an inspector. And we had to bring in lunch, and so they brought in pizza. And I was just like, oh, my gosh, why did you have to do this? This is my second day on the fast. The pizza man's walking all the way back to the back with his little hot thing, you know, his hot bag. And I was just like, wow, I really would like a piece of pizza. But it was all in my mind because I didn't really want a piece of pizza or need a piece of pizza. I wasn't hungry at all. It was really mental. So I am so excited of breaking the mental addiction that I have to food and probably the physical addiction I have to caffeine. But so I'm just on top of the world right now that I have the willpower to do that. And then I'm going to mentally get over my addiction to food, and I'm going to start eating when I need to eat and eat for nutrition, not eat for pleasure, not eat when I'm depressed, not eat for just social boredom, basically.
Well, I have my own little story. I walked into the volleyball gym yesterday, and I never ever look at the machines where they sell candy and, you know, and cookies and chips and stuff like that. I never even looked there. But yesterday when I walked in, for some reason, it was like calling my name. It was funny. I wasn't even hungry. It was just that mental addiction. It's like, I'm food, I'm here. It's like, it was hilarious. And I remember thinking to myself, I would never eat that stuff, you know. Why would I eat it when I'm, you know, I mean, but that's what happens when you're hungry. Your standards go down.
Right, absolutely. Yep.
So
let's get into the content of tonight's call, and it's awesome. I encourage everybody, now I'm digressing, but I encourage everybody, if you haven't thought about doing this fast, think about it. It's a really amazing experience, and next week hopefully we'll be able to share more of what we've experienced ourselves with you and others that are doing it as well. But the topic of tonight's call is eating disorders, anything from obesity to anorexia to bulimia. And people say, how can you even talk about those same thing? How can you even talk about those in the same sentence? They have nothing to do with each other. One is excess, one is nothing, basically. So, Dave, can you tell us how these diseases are actually related? Because everybody's thinking I'm crazy here.
Well, the bottom line is that there is a huge problem in America, and it's called distorted body image. Okay, we're not talking about whether you eat too much or whether you eat too little. People are focused, incredibly focused, on their bodies. There's mirrors everywhere. We look at TVs, and on those TVs, there's images. And those images become what we see as society. Society imitates art more than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
They used to say that art imitates society, but that is no longer true. There is too much content. There are too many influences in the, basically, in the virtual world.
Right, absolutely.
And so now values are being dictated by what people see in the media more than ever before, and it is not for the better good. And one of the victims are the images that our children and our friends and our family have of each other when they look in the mirror, and how they think other people will see them. Well, they see people on TV, and that's what they think is cool, and I don't look like the people on TV. I'm not cool. It's that simple. And so some people give up, and they just eat, and that eating leads to them saying, you know, I don't care. It's the I don't care is one end of the spectrum. Then there's the people who care too much. And the people who care too much are looking in the mirror and going, oh, my God, I have a little pooch around my stomach. And they have this narcissistic way of not realizing that that's just wrong, that you have to love yourself. And you can't look at yourself and care even an iota about what other people think so long as you know that you are being a good caretaker of your body, that you're eating quality food, that you're exercising moderately, and that you don't indulge in harmful and habits that will lead to your body suffering. And as long as you know that, then you have to be happy with the figure, the shape, and the body weight that God gave you, and that nature has chosen for you. But when you go to distorted body image, where people either through lack of caring and rebellion will overconsume food, that leads to gluttony, addiction to food, and diabetes, obesity, cancer, and a lot of other things. But what a lot of people don't realize, Amy, is that the anorexic and the bulimic, and this is a statistic that is really, really not known, 33% of them will ultimately die through suicide,
right,
or through through some type of an organ failure or something related to their lack of nutrients or their lack of food that is necessary to survive.
I know. It's very scary, and it's something that's not talked about too much, because it's like, who feels sorry for that poor skinny person, you know, kind of thing, and or who feels sorry for the supermodel, you know, kind of thing. And I know you put together this campaign called Superfoods for Supermodels, and some people say, well, that's so narrow in scope. But talk to us about that. I don't really feel that it's narrow in scope.
No, I don't think so at all. I see children, 13-year-old girls, and they're looking at supermodels as their role models.
Absolutely.
And what I'm telling people is, you know what? If you're going to choose a role model, I want that role model to be acting responsibly. And so when we popularize the fact that supermodels, and we're getting them lining up, you could go to our website, phdorder.com, and you could go there and click on the Superfoods for Supermodels icon, which will be up by tomorrow morning. And when you go there, you'll hear some stories. You'll see some testimonials, and we're going to start to gather stories from models and the experiences they've had with either eating disorders or how they have avoided eating disorders. And we start out with smart girls who are avoiding eating disorders, but we will get into some of the darker stories soon. the bottom line is that that we have created an awareness campaign so that our chosen role models, the ballerinas and the, not necessarily ballerinas, but the girls who think that they have to have a ballerina figure in order to survive in the industry, that one story came in from a young lady, I don't want to use her name, a friend of mine, who told me that at 104 pounds, 5 foot four, 104 pounds, that she was told to come back for an audition when she lost 10 pounds. And,
wow.
And I've seen her. And, I mean, I know this girl, and I'm telling you, she is thin, thin, thin. And I couldn't even imagine her 10-pound thinner.
Right. No, it's crazy. It really is crazy. And what a lot of people are talking about is it's not even attractive at that point. You know, you want a healthy look, and that's what the Superfoods for Supermodels eating plan is all about, is to build lean muscle tissue. Of course, no, you know, they don't want to have fat on their bodies. They need to stay trim and tone and lean, and so that's what the Superfoods for Supermodels eating plan does. But I certainly do not consider myself a supermodel. I'm just a normal, average person. But I can follow this plan. And the plan is similar to the fasting plan. You can tell us a little bit more about that in a little bit. But this is something that I think can extrapolate to regular people like me, like you, like my mom, my sister. Well, I don't have a sister. But it can extrapolate just regular people. You don't have to feel that if you don't start like a supermodel that this program is not for you. This program is a program that if you're already teeny tiny and you're the size you want to be, you can maintain that, because I know a lot of people, they lose all this weight and then they struggle with their maintenance. Or if you're not where you want to be, use this plan to get where you want to be, or to get you on the path to where you want to be. So I want to make sure that everybody knows that this is not just for people that already have a supermodel figure. This is for everybody. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the eating plan, Dave?
Well, the bottom line is, what my goal is always to meet every human being's baseline core nutritional needs, okay? So it starts with core essentials. And core essentials are what your body needs in order not to suffer nutrient deficiencies. We're not talking RDIs. We're not talking, you know, daily allowances or anything like that. We are talking about a way to provide your body with superfood concentrates. Superfood concentrates have very low calorie content, very low calorie content. For example, 6 to 7 calories in a tablespoon of the green kamut blend, which is loaded with green kamut wheatgrass, alfalfa, and oatgrass juice, and yet only 7 calories with an amazing amount of nutrient and phytochemical impact on the body. It alkalizes, it oxygenates, it detoxifies, it chelates heavy metals, it helps provide the body with over 86 necessary nutrients, and it's just 7 calories. So that's what we call a power food.
A power food.
And so we make
absolutely
a power shake. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, yeah, that is the key. It's low-calorie, high-nutrient density, right?
That's right. And so we put together what we call a power shake, where we mix 4 such foods, and those become like the basis of the survival, the cellular survival, the core, you know, essential needs of the body. And that includes rice bran solubles. Rice bran is the outer portion of rice, not the inner portion. The inner portion is nothing but empty carbohydrate, yet it comprises 85% of the weight of a kernel of rice. So we throw away 85%, which is basically useless as far as the body goes, other than the empty carbohydrate, and we take only the fatty portion, very, very important fats like tocotrienols and trienols, which are types of vitamin E, but far more potent types of vitamin E, as well as B vitamins, B1, B2, B3, B6, and an amazingly complex carbohydrate, which is a super slow-burning carbohydrate, which is something that you'll hear is important in this plant, because green foods are slow-burning carbohydrates, super slow-burning carbohydrates. Those are foods that will slowly feed, you know, glucose into your blood instead of peaking. And when your body peaks and takes too much glucose into your blood, you are wasting energy. On this plant, you do not waste energy. You conserve energy. So it is an anabolic fast like no other you've ever seen, where instead of getting weaker, you actually get stronger. But we'll talk more about that in just a little bit. So the why don't you explain a couple of the other ingredients that are in, maybe why don't you take activated barley and explain why we selected that for the power drink.
Well, activated barley is a pre-sprouted barley seed product. So it's a white powder. It's not a green powder. Many of you are familiar with the barley green or the barley grass juice powder, which is from the seed. And it's a very concentrated energy versus its calorie content. Like a tablespoon of this can actually provide like a man. It's used in world relief efforts where in countries where people are starving. A tablespoon can keep a man going for an 8-hour day. That's how much nutrition is packed in one scoop or one tablespoon of activated barley. So it's just an amazing product. It also helps with cholesterol reduction, but just to give that constant, steady stream of energy, it's amazing.
Well, it has something called beta-glucan gel, which is a polysaccharide carbohydrate. A polysaccharide carbohydrate actually turns into a gummy substance that sticks to your intestines, and 100% of it is good for you. There's no metabolic waste. It either boosts the immune system or it slowly feeds energy into your bloodstream like nothing else. Well, the polysaccharide carbohydrate that is in activated barley lowers cholesterol and stabilizes blood glucose and gives you a full feeling because it's sticking to your ribs, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's amazing, amazing food. And the final ingredient is just a simple organic carrot juice.
Right.
And yeah, carrot juice has a number of benefits. Amy, do you want to talk about why we selected the carrot juice?
Well, beta carotene for one, definitely. And yeah, it's very antioxidant. It's alkalizing to the body, and it's high in beta carotene.
Exactly. And you know, the nice thing about carrot juice is it's very cleansing to the organs. It's just phenomenal. It complements the green foods. So carrot juice is known to be an excellent organ detoxifier, particularly of the liver, the gallbladder, and the pancreas. And so so we are, you know, really happy that it has a sweet taste.
Yes.
Because combined with the rice bran, when you mix it with that, you know, high amount of green food, it is just this delicious, delicious flavor, in my opinion, with the carrot, the rice bran, tocotrienols, and the activated barley and the greens. That's what we call the power shake, and that is the basis of the nutritional program. But we actually have added a couple of other things to meet some other needs of the body, like protein. So, Amy, why don't you tell them about the master aminos and how many they should take and what that's going to do for the body?
Right. We recommend that for every 25 pounds of body weight, you take 2 master amino tablets. And basically, that is just satisfying the body's need for dietary protein. But what's so special and unique about this is it's 99% assimilable and utilized by the body. And so most other proteins are maybe what, Dave, 60 at the most, 50, 60%?
Like, you know, 49 is the highest. That would be like egg whites, pea protein, and my least favorite, soy protein. They're in that higher category.
And so basically, if they're 49% utilized or assimilated by the body, that means there's 51% of waste.
Metabolic waste
that's actually hurting your kidneys, hurting your liver. And so what is so awesome about the Master Amino Complex is that it's 99% assimilable. So you're getting 99% out of it, and there's only 1% of waste, which is hardly nothing. So there's no burden on the kidneys. There's no burden on the liver. And, you know, a lot of times when you eat a heavy protein meal, you feel so tired and over, your digestive tract is just so heavy. You feel so heavy because your digestive tract is overburdened. You do not feel this way with the Master Amino, and you're getting all those nutrients from the protein.
Exactly. Well, the great part is that this protein works through the lymphatic system, and that means that it goes directly into the muscle tissue. It goes directly into the brain. It doesn't need to go through the kidneys and the blood in order to get into the body, and that's phenomenal because you don't want to artificially raise the level of proteins in the blood. And so that's just a very important aspect. And so it's important to note that when you are in a starvation mode, the first thing your body does is cannibalize, which is a catabolic activity.
Does that basically mean you start to break down your own muscle tissue to have the protein that your brain and your organs and your other, you know, essential systems need to function?
Proper.
So basically what starts happening with these models or with people that are dieting or just restricting their protein too much is you start to literally lose all your muscle mass, or like older people, the elderly, start to lose completely all of their muscle mass. Well, when you take the Master Amino Complex, that will not happen. Absolutely will not happen. In fact, we've had people even report that while he's fasting, while all he's doing is the power drink and his Master Amino and a couple of other nutritional supplements, he's actually building muscle. His muscles are getting stronger, harder, and firmer, more tone, and he wasn't really working out hard like he had been previously.
Exactly. Well, he actually was doing yoga classes and doing some workouts but very light workouts. And the bottom line is he gained muscle. He lost 23 pounds while he was lost 23 pounds in 14 days on nothing but water. And then at the end of the fast, at the end of 40 days, had only lost 11 pounds, which means he gained 12 pounds back.
Of muscle.
Just on the starvation diet.
Wow.
And so the anabolic, not catabolic. Catabolic is breaking down. And that's what we talked about, cannibalizing your own protein. And so this is an anabolic fast, and so we've taken care of the core need from the vegetable and grain family, and then we've taken care of all the core needs from the protein family, and yet we have created almost zero metabolic waste. And
right.
All we've done is fed the body at the cellular level and allowed the body to detoxify all the residue, all the metabolic waste that has been left behind by a lifetime of meals that are far, far less efficient than what we're talking about. We're talking about in the fast. However, these same core foods are also the basis for the superfoods for supermodels diet. It's just that in addition to these superfoods that are going to meet all of your core nutritional needs, you will also add regular food, just quality food. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But Amy, after we've met the need for vegetable, and we've met the need for grains, and we've met the need for protein, we then had to meet the need for fat. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what we've done for that?
Well, we recommend that you either you cook the meals that you're going to eat, or you eat raw 1 tablespoon of the coconut oil, the extra virgin organic tropic oil is what we call it with Platinum Health products. And basically that is a medium-chain triglyceride. It's just a which is a fat-burning agent. It kind of jump-starts, revs up the fat-burning process. Is that correct, Dave?
Yes, it is. It's a metabolic activator, and it doesn't take lipase to burn fat if you have a medium-chain triglyceride, which releases the burden of the enzymes in your body.
And so the coconut oil or the extra virgin organic tropic oil is what we recommend, because you don't want to go completely without fat. The body definitely needs fat to function. And so you may have noticed some people that are dieting, they get this brittle hair, they get, dry, flaky-looking skin. And
their wrinkles develop.
The wrinkles develop, and so that is the reason that it's very important to have some fat in the diet.
I just want to interject that rice bran tocotrienols are 33% fat, and they're good fats, like vitamin E.
Awesome. Exactly. So with the combination of the rice bran solubles that you're getting in the power shake and the tablespoon of the coconut oil that you're either cooking with or eating raw, and I have to say I ate some. I wasn't quite sure how it was going to be. You talked about Eric eating it off of a spoon, almost like sucking on it like a lollipop. And I was like, I never tried that. And I tried it yesterday, and it was fine. It wasn't bad at all, because I did realize my body needs this fat. I've got to do it.
Definitely. And I just want to reiterate that we are, providing fats. The oat grass in the green kamut blend is the highest content of fatty acids of any green food. So we selected that as well in order to balance that feed. So we have actually several sources that are providing exceptional levels of fat, but they're the fats your body needs, the fats your body's used for energy, and the metabolic waste, once again, next to nothing. 100% of what's in coconut oil is used by the body, and that's amazing. So once again, we provided another food group with zero, no, close to zero metabolic waste, and that's what this anabolic conditioning of the cells is all about. Give the cells everything they need, but deny them calories, and you will get rid of excess fat, but you will maintain the muscle and enough fat to insulate the muscle, and that's what we are intended to have.
Well, let's talk really quick about other oils, because I know we are running out of time here. Other oils rancify and cause free radicals, and no one wants, you know, you smell this rancid oil, and it's just, bleh, who would want that? But who knows when we go out to restaurants, and even sometimes in our own home, the oils rancify. So tell us really briefly why coconut oil is so awesome and how it does not rancify.
Okay, well, basically, when you have a fat, they agglomerate in a group, basically, that has, think of it as a grape stem that could hold three grapes.
Right.
And if all three grapes are there in the form of fat, that's called a saturated fat. We find those types in animals. Now, in vegetables, there's three stems, but there's only one grape. That's like having a three-car garage and only one car that's in there. Well, what nature does is it allows oxygen into those other two spaces or onto those other two branches, and those two oxygen against one fat basically will rancify very quickly.
Right.
And so what they did, and Amy, why don't you explain what happened when they wanted to sell us vegetable oil, how did they solve that problem?
They just bound it up with hydrogen, right? And that's where we came up with hydrogenated oils?
That's right. They put two hydrogen cars in the garage, and all of a sudden the hydrogen wouldn't allow oxygen, which means that fat would never rancify, but it also means it would never digest.
Exactly.
Your
so you
body have... Go ahead.
No, you have all these fat molecules in your body. No wonder we're all clogged up.
Absolutely.
So
what coconut oil is it's this amazing hybrid of nature. It is not an animal fat, and it's not a vegetable fat. It's somewhere in the middle. It's a medium-chain triglyceride. But you only hear them talk about two types of fats. It's crazy.
Right.
There's not two types of fats. There's three.
Three. Right. Well, this is a very good one to incorporate into the diet. Also, just to note, you can rub it on your skin as a moisturizer, and that is really amazing, too. But we are running out of time, and let's get down to the cherry and the aloe. We talked about we got our greens, we got our grains, we got our protein, we got our fat. Now we need to focus on our fruit and the really awesome antioxidant, the ORAC value, that we need, because as we're detoxifying, I'm sure we're stirring up a lot of gunk in our system, and so the cherry is very good at going in and neutralizing any of those free radicals with its super high ORAC content. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about the cherry?
Well, that's the great part about this fast. We know that it is going to help detoxify the body like all fasts do, and so the foods that we've selected all are actually detoxifying in and of themselves. Green foods capture heavy metals, and the beta-glucans capture, you know, what's called bile acids, and, you know, the green foods alkalize and oxygenate. So all of these foods that we are nutrifying the body with are simultaneously capturing and eliminating toxins from the body. So it's really amazing that the metabolic waste that is created from these foods actually picks up other more toxic metabolic waste and guides it out of the body. But that having been said, the oxygen radicals that are in the body need to be eliminated as well. So this toxic waste that's being, you know, sort of stirred up, as Amy said, is going to, of oxygen radical fighters. And the tart cherry and the aloe are basically going to work in your body while you sleep, while there is metabolic cleansing going on, and they are going to come in like an army in the nighttime and literally help your body to battle all of the metabolic waste as it's being eliminated.
Right. It's awesome. It also helps you sleep. The cherry is very high in melatonin. The cherry and aloe are both very anti-inflammatory if you have any inflammation issues. So just a really awesome combination. And we keep talking about, we say fasting. This is definitely incorporated as part of the fasting, but if you go to the Superfoods for Supermodels section on the PHPorder.com website, you'll also see that we have recommended several healthy food choices for breakfast and for lunch and for dinner, and we are expanding this every day. We are giving you options that maybe once you're done with your fast, that then you can break back into, you know, regular solid food, but give you really healthy choices that are in those that are in small portions, small 100 to 150 calorie portions. And we're not talking about those little bags of cookies or crackers that are being so popularized right now, the 100 calories of hydrogenated oil. Okay, I think it's kind of funny, you know, do we want to get healthy or do we want to just have little calorie, just eat less? You know, I don't quite understand it. I think that's kind of funny. But
yeah, that is funny because it's, you know, everybody I know buys those 150 calorie, 100 calorie snacks, has three of them or four of them anyway. So
exactly.
And think of the metabolic waste. Yeah, it's 400, you know, it's 100 calories, but there's 60-70% metabolic waste, and that's just very inefficient. So that was a really, really good point. So, but give an example. Read off some of the foods that we sort of have on that list of foods that you could snack on, that it could be your meals.
Sure. This is one thing that I love to do. A cup of blueberries or raspberries or strawberries, even blackberries are awesome too. We've got an apple sliced really thin with Gouda cheese sliced thin. It's amazing. That is like a decadent snack or breakfast. Also, 1.5 cups of watermelon or other melon is excellent. One whole wheat toast with avocado and garlic salt is amazing. Fresh squeezed orange juice or grapefruit juice, hard-boiled egg, or fry your egg, actually, in the coconut oil. It's awesome. Oatmeal is great with raisins and agave syrup for sweetener. You can even put the coconut oil in, and if you're used to having butter in your oatmeal, or 1/2 cup of raw yogurt. Those are some really awesome food options that are very healthy, that are not going to cause anyone to gain weight. And we suggest in the Superfoods for Supermodels diet plan that you choose up to 2 of those a day.
Yeah, 2 of those in the morning and 2 of those at night. So you're actually getting oh, those are 2. I apologize.
I'm sorry, those are the 2 breakfasts. So I'm sorry, I shouldn't say day. You choose 2 of those to have per breakfast. Then we have some dinner or lunch choices where, again, choose 2. Guacamole with baked organic corn chips, a tempeh burger patty, which those are absolutely delicious, a 1/4-pound turkey burger patty, 8 ounces of lean free-range or organic baked or broiled chicken, 8 ounces of wild salmon, but you want to make sure that it's wild, that it's not farm-raised, coleslaw or green salad with vegetables, and you can put a balsamic vinaigrette dressing on there instead of mayonnaise or heavy ranch dressing, and it's delicious, absolutely delicious. Grilled vegetables with a teaspoon of butter or 1 cup cooked brown or wild or basmati rice or 1 cup of cooked couscous, and I'm going to also add 1 cup of cooked quinoa is also excellent and a really great nutrient source as well. So those are some suggestions. Options to choose 1 or 2 of them based on your caloric needs, your body type, and your goals of where you are with your body, basically. Dave, are you still there?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, yeah, that is the plan, and we hope that people will find that it's something that they could really live with. I know that many people have reported to me that, you know, that they have been looking for something like this. We're getting tremendous response from the industry. We've already got, I don't want to drop names, but we've got some really big-time modeling agencies who are lining up behind us, who are talking about being socially responsible in their approach to this industry, perhaps for the first time in a long, long time. So we hope that you all will just use this as a feather in our caps. I think that we can be proud of the fact that, you know, we've been on several, or we have been in one sort of a magazine, Better Living Magazine, which is, what magazine was it in? Healthy Living Magazine.
Healthy Living Magazine.
And then we made it on the morning news show, the highest rated news show
in
California,
Los
and Los Angeles. And we're also looking at some other high profile outlets that are, you know, wanting to talk about this. So I think you're going to find that this is an issue that is profound in that it is about eating disorders, not supermodels. It is about people who have a distorted body image and people who need to learn more self-respect, more self-love, and you do that by caring for yourself. And when your mind is clear and then your body is strong, it's really good and really easy to care for yourself. And so, you know, we hope that everybody will, you know, take a look at the protocols and see if there's not somebody in your life who could benefit from this knowledge of how to thoroughly nourish the body without any chance of nutritional deficiencies, and yet maintain an incredibly thin, you know, really sexy and vibrant health that is really way more important than some artificial, really sickly looking health that none of us want to be associated with. And we need to change America's perception of what sexy is, and it needs to be healthy, toned muscles and you know, and good strong collagen, not these waste looking half dead, you know, bodies.
Absolutely. So I encourage everyone to check out the phporder.com and click on Superfoods for Supermodels, and there's some great information, some nice pictures there. I'm sure you, I'm sure all the gentlemen will enjoy some beautiful girls, some of the models that are endorsing this and have allowed us to use their picture because they are so excited about what it's doing for them and their lives. So I know we're running really short on time, Dave. I know you have another commitment, but can we open up the phone lines for maybe just 5 minutes of questions?
Sorry, I'm in a bad cell zone.
Okay, would it be okay if we open up the line for about 5 minutes of questions, or
did you
have anything else you'd like to wrap up with tonight?
Well, just that this is part of our effort to, you know, to bring attention to what the issues that we think are important. And people might question, well, why are you associating yourself with such a meaningless issue like supermodels? Well, everybody in America has body image problems, body image issues. And what we want to do is we just want to show people that you can, if you really want to, you can have vibrant health, and you can achieve any level of, you know, of body image or whatever that you desire. And we just want to tell people that it's possible and they can do it, you know, and we want to help them.
Absolutely. That's great. Well, I want to just give the replay line number really quick before we open up for questions. If you like this information, like to pass it on, you can call in the replay line and re-access the information by calling 212-461-8911. If we have your email address on file, we will email you out a web link. You can feel free to forward that along or just click on it right there. You can re-listen to it on your computer, or you can go to the website at phporder.com and go to education, and then you can see all of the, or you can listen to all of the conference calls. We have several of them archived there for you. So those are the options. We hope that you enjoyed the information tonight. And next week we're going to be back talking about the fasting again, and we're going to have several people on that are going to be coming off a 10-day fast or are coming to the end of a 14-day fast. So it's really exciting times, again, raising awareness for world hunger and cleansing our bodies as well. So definitely I hope everyone will join in with us. So I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone. Dave, you're still there, right?
I am.
Awesome. Okay, great. I'm going to open up the line. And do we have any questions out there tonight?
Yes, Amy?
Hi.
How you doing, David?
Yes.
Okay, this is Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
Okay. I really enjoyed that. I did take a look at the supermodel, prerequisite. Let me ask you something. What about the daily cleanse? I noticed that you didn't mention that.
I'm on the show.
Well,
the show.
the herbal fiber cleanse is more to do when you're fasting. We recommend that people do that once or twice a year for a month period. So that wasn't necessarily exactly incorporated in the Superfoods and Supermodels plan, but it is included in the fasting protocols.
Okay. Because I noticed that, you know, when I was going through, it helped me when, you know, I got a load of toxics in. It kind of helped to make it through that toxic area along with the green. And I basically use, like, the spirulina for one and the green kamut.
Awesome.
And then, of course, the cherry.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Now, were you talking about the daily fiber blend or
yes,
the
herbal daily
fiber blend?
Well, actually, it's the daily fiber blend.
Oh, okay, the fiber, yes, okay. Okay, yeah, that's a great one, too. And that could absolutely be incorporated as well.
I have recommended that to a couple of people who are using this, and they wanted to really make sure that they their colon simultaneously, and definitely is a strong suggestion. Are there any other questions? Thanks, Bob.
Yes.
Good to hear from you.
Hello.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Go ahead with your question, please.
Yes. I have a friend that is anorexic, and she can't gain weight, and she's trying to gain weight. She just found out she's diabetic. What can you recommend for her to gain weight?
This is the program. This is what we need to put her on. The exact program that we're talking about is going to instill the. This is actually a program that could go into the body of an anorexic or a diabetic who are not digesting food well. And these foods, like we said, they pass into the lymph system. They work outside of metabolic waste, so they don't have to be digested very much. And so these are the foods that will stimulate her organs to want more food. These organs are atrophy, and we need to stimulate them again. And these high-quality, super-assimilable foods are the answer.
Okay.
Right. And so if she is trying to gain weight, I would definitely have her do the core essentials, the shakes, and then, you know, she obviously doesn't have to restrict her food intake.
But the thing, Amy, that she can't start that quickly. She needs to start with all the core essentials, and those are going to stimulate her body to desire more food. Right now she's not desiring food.
Right.
That's part of the problem with the anorexic and the bulimic is that they get to a point where their body actually cannot digest food.
Oh,
and
wow.
So we need to stimulate the body with these power foods. Once the body is then, like, stimulated, so they go, okay, now I can eat, and then we can start to feed it. But it'll come along, and it'll come along fairly quickly, Bobby. Don't worry.
Thank you very much.
Awesome.
No.
Any other questions tonight? We just have time for one or two more questions.
Hello, yes. I have a question in regards to constipation.
Okay.
I wanted to know what would be the best products. I know about the daily fiber blend and the smooth blend as well, but I wanted to know if the enzyme advantage, is that something that I should start using?
I think so, Dave, wouldn't you? The enzyme or the probiotic to also help with constipation?
Yeah, I think that one of the things that we need to find out is are you on a low-fat diet? Low-fat diets are really implicit in constipation. So are you on a low-fat diet?
Well, the problem actually is not with myself. It's with someone that's looking to get her problem alleviated. And I wanted to give her the right information.
No problem. Well, I recommend a couple of things.
No.
The fiber blend is the thing I recommend. And you need to consume a lot of water. You might also consider taking the, in the morning, after taking the daily fiber blend at night, you might consider having a double dose of the tart cherry and about 20 ounces of water. Now, the tart cherry does not contain enough potassium in a single serving to keep you from sleeping. However, it does contain enough potassium in a double serving to contract your bowel and have it squeeze and push out what is in there. And so what I highly recommend is, again, the daily fiber blend taken with a significant amount of water before bed, let's say 18 to 20 ounces And then after, after waking, take a large glass of water and a double dose of tart cherry, and I think within a half an hour she's going to have the desired long-term, you know, correction of the problem. Amy's absolutely right. Enzymes, probiotics, and green drinks are going to be are going to play a big role in keeping her regular.
Definitely, definitely.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
I forgot to introduce myself. My name is Guy from New York. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem.
Oh, thanks
thanks for being on tonight. Well, yes. It's time for one more question.
I have a question.
Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Post nasal drip, use of coughing.
Post nasal drip and coughing. I know you have some experience with that and green foods. I think green foods are probably the best for that, like the organic kamu blend or the barley.
Yeah, there's, again, it goes back to seasonally induced allergies and seasonally induced asthma, which are closely related. And what we recommend is our enzymes, probiotics, and green foods, preferably the more greens, which have some immune-boosting compounds in them as well. So that's what I recommend, enzymes, probiotics, and more greens. And I think you'll see a retreat of that problem pretty significantly in a very short time.
And don't be afraid. Sometimes the more green you have, the more your nose will run. Because
initially.
Initially, exactly, because your body wants to get it out. So I know that we are running tight on time tonight, so I would like to thank you, Dave, so much for being on with us, and thank you for the passion and the drive that you have. It's really inspiring. I know we were both inspired by Eric, but I'm inspired by you every day with your passion and commitment to really getting the word out and to helping people, and that's really awesome. To be here and be experiencing that. So I wanted to remind people that if you have an idea of a charity that you would like to suggest that we contribute to, whether it's domestic or international, please email us or give us a call. Email info@phporder.com or just give a call into customer service. We're building the list of charities that we're going to be supporting in our Attention to World Hunger cause with the fasting. I also wanted to remind everybody that next week's conference call is going to be a really awesome one. If you're scared about going on to the cleanse, you need to be on this conference call, because I have to say I was scared to death on Sunday night, and it's phenomenal. I'm so glad I did it. So please, everyone, tune in. Get your friends and family that you know that maybe that need to detoxify, that you know maybe want to drop a couple of pounds. And this will be a great way to get them introduced and feeling great about the products and really make a great change in their life, not only physically, but emotionally. This cleansing, the fasting is just a wonderful way to make a change in your life. That's what Eric said. If you want to make a change, this is a great way to do it. So thank you, Dave, for giving us the inspiration on this as well.
Well, obviously, we have a lot of people to thank. It is really a team effort. We've got amazing people working together, like-minded people who really believe that we can change the world. And I'm just one person ready to grab the baton and carry it when it's my turn. And I know that you're that person too, and really want to say thank you to Art and everybody out there who's part of this family, this group of like-minded people who come together each Wednesday or when we can to share this love and this knowledge and this information. So, Amy, thank you as well. Thank you out there tonight from both of us and all of us on the Pure Planet, on the Platinum Health Products team.
Awesome.
A little Freudian slip there.
Great. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. We look forward to talking with you again next week, and I hope everybody has a wonderful week.